From the desk of Dr. Archibald P. Pappinsworth. If you're reading this, I'm probably dead, and the reason I'm probably dead is that I wrote the thing you're reading. Ha! How's that for an opening? But please, don't worry about me, dear listener, whoever you are. I am very old. Or was old. Can you still be called old after you're dead? Anyway, I've lived a long, full life, done nearly everything I wanted to do, but I've spent too long keeping secrets. Big secrets, and I just can't be bothered anymore. So, where to begin? As I'm sure you know, 27 years ago, I wrote the best-selling book, Myth and Magic in the British Isles, A Guide to Fairies, Giants, and Otherworldly Happenings. It was the work of a lifetime, my lifetime, and everything I've done since then has seemed pointless and stupid. But while this book is certainly a masterpiece, there are some things I'd change had I written it now. The title is too short, for one. You can blame my editor for that. And my writing style much too serious. Not a single joke in over 1,000 pages. But worst of all, there were too many things I did not, could not, include, for fear they would get me arrested, murdered, or worse, made fun of. While writing the book, I travelled the length and breadth of Britain and Ireland gathering stories. There are so many strange tales out there, dear listener, if you know how to find them, if you only look and listen. Some were scratched on gravestones or scored on trees. One was carved on a human skull. Tales of monsters, of magic, of a hidden world inside our own. Myths, legends, make-believe. Because that's all they are, aren't they? What I didn't mention in the book, however, was the fairy wing I found on a beach in Cornwall, or the glowing figure that followed me through the mountains of Skye, the forest I stumbled into near Donegal, which you won't find on any maps, where the trees move after sunset, and wolves as big as horses watched me from the dark. What I didn't mention was the trail of fire I saw in the clouds on the night I almost died. Because you see, dear reader, it's all out there. The make-believe made real. If you look hard enough, you'll find that the world is much, much bigger than you thought it was. Yes, yes, laugh. Go ahead. Ha ha ha. Got it out of your system? Good. Now shut up and listen. The reason I couldn't put any of this in my book is because there are people out there working tirelessly to keep it all a secret. They'd have burned every copy and made sure I never wrote another word or drew another breath. They are afraid, you see, afraid that we might intrude into the other world, make it angry. And what, I hear you cry, could be so frightening about this other world? Should we fear the giants, the goblins, the fairies and their magic? Well, yes, of course you should, you fool. But there is something you should fear more. Much, much more. I have seen them on my travels. You never get used to them. Your heart races at their sheer size, their power. The first time I saw one, I was laid up in hospital for a week and it never even touched me. I just couldn't believe it, that such a creature could truly exist. The noise it made lingered in my eardrums for a year. The sight of it still haunts my nightmares. They are death given form, given flight. They are the fury of a thunderstorm bottled inside a living thing. I hope, dear listener, that you never meet one. Here are some facts about dragons. Firstly, the basics. They breathe fire, of course they do, and are covered snout to tail in scales as hard as diamond. They come in many colours, have four legs, and yes, a pair of mighty wings. Their blood is acid. If their scales are somehow pierced, it will spurt forth, sizzling the flesh of whoever was stupid enough to pick a fight with a dragon. And their teeth. Oh, such dreadful teeth, inky black, sharper than any knife on this earth. So sharp they can cut through solid rock. Now, these facts are known to